Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlinger. My guest today is Amy Ray, who right now is in the UK at Peter Gabriel's studio in Bath, making a record with her musical partner of a long time, Emily Saliers. Together, they are Indigo Girls. But what you're going to hear today is Amy's visit to the cafe from the very end of 2018. She stopped by with her band to perform songs from her latest solo album, Holler.
I know that you don't like me. Oh, but it sure feels good anyway.
When the band pulled up, Amy was riding shotgun and started coordinating, unloading all the gear right away. Then I popped down to the green room to give Amy and her band a little rundown of how things would go and found Amy Ray sitting on the couch in a pile of receipts, which she had been collecting from her bandmates so she could reimburse them for their expenses on the road. So not only is Amy the leader of this band, she is also the tour manager. That is not common, but it's also not that surprising. It's an approach that kind of goes hand in hand with the take care of business, say what you mean persona on display in her songs. And it's true to the DIY origins of Indigo Girls. We will talk about all of that coming up. But Amy and her band start us off with a song called Sparrow's Boogie. It was inspired by the poet Byron Herbert Reese, who lived in the Georgia Mountains. He was a farmer by trade and a teacher who died by suicide in 1958. Here is Amy Ray and her band.